continues to call Amber, and detectives are intent on getting him to repeat something he told her just before Lacey disappeared. Those four short but incriminating words, "I lost my wife."
You came and told me this elaborate lie about her missing and this tragedy and that,
yeah.
And that, that this will be the first holidays without her?
To me, I never said, "Amber, God, I don't want to fight with you." Well, you know that I never said tragedy or missing.
Oh, yes, you said you lost your wife.
No, yes.
Obviously, without me saying much. But we were.
I said that I lost my wife.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Bingo. This is what investigators needed.
For us, that was a huge statement on his part, because how do you predict that? I mean, how do you, you know, you're going to come up with a lie about that to try and woo some girl into a romance that you're not supposed to be part of, and then all of a sudden it comes true? I mean, the odds of that are pretty far out there.
The calls continue, and Scott's lies pile up.
Welcome back, Creepaholics crew, to another edition of the Scott Peterson Trial Part 2. I'm your host, Shanice, and tonight we'll be covering phone evidence of 196A, December 16th, 02:05:44 p.m. 196B, December 30th, 02:05:01 p.m. 196C, December 30th, 02:03:03 p.m. 196D, December 30th, 02:03:05 p.m. Now, before we start, I just kind of want to get into it. In the first episode, we did cover January 7th's 196G phone conversation. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do them in order for you, even though it doesn't go alphabetically for some odd reason. But I kind of want to give you the phone conversations of how it starts into Amber finding out that Lacey is missing. So the first ones I'm going to play is during New Year's, when she thinks she found herself a man that she's in love with, but little does she know, he is married and his wife is missing. So without further ado, let's creep into it, shall we?
December 16th at 5:44 p.m.
Hey, sweetheart, Roger. At 45, I was just giving you a call. I'm like driving to the gym here to my weekly mail workout. See how you're doing. I'll try to get you a phone call.
To erase, press 7. Message erased. Next message. Next message from phone number 209-505-0337. Received December 16th at 5:44 p.m.
Hey, sweetheart. Roger. At 45, I was just giving you a call. I'm like driving to the gym here to my weekly mail workout. See how you're doing. I'll try to get you a phone call.
Amber? Hey. It's 2 o'clock here. I just sat down with dinner. It's too far insane. Hey, Amber. Hey there, Amber. Hey there, and that's better. How are you?
Bye.
So the phone recordings that just played kind of let you know the situation between Amber and Scott. So he calls her on New Year's, wishing her a happy New Year's, asking her what her New Year's resolution is. She's asking him, you know, they're joking around, having, you know, a couple's relationship phone conversation. But little does she know, this man is hiding so many secrets. But this doesn't come into play just yet. Then the next phone conversations I'm going to play for you is Exhibit E, which is December 31st, 2002, 4:18 p.m. Then we are going to play 196I, January 2nd, 02, 10:15. Then we are going to play 196J, January 6th, 2003, 11:29 p.m. Now, this is going to give you a little bit more detail into who Scott is, who Amber is, and a little bit of what Scott's hiding from her. So let's creep into the rest of our audio, shall we?
Hello.
Baby.
Yes.
Amber.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, hey.
Oh my goodness. That's
good. I'm quiet, but pretty good, huh?
That's really good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like then all this crazy static and stuff, I'm like,
oh,
so frustrated.
I'm trying to call her. Okay. Amber?
Yes.
Amber?
Oh.
Amber.
I'm right.
Amber,
are
you there?
Yes.
Amber?
I can hear you.
Hey.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Come on.
Okay, I'm like, stay still or something.
I know, I'm going to make it work.
How was your New Year's?
What's that?
How was your New Year?
It's good. I went to the bar now, so I came out of the house. Park Alley, is that nice?
Yeah, it is. That's very good. Very good.
It's pretty awesome. Fireworks there, the Eiffel Tower. There's like some bad people all playing rock songs.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty funny.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys decided to go out. Ooh,
oh, definitely.
I can never remember your friend's name. I know Jeff, but you always say, oh, Swan, Swan.
Swan. And then we have Swan, friend of ours, thank you.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's there too?
Swan, yeah.
Is there anything for his resolution? What was that?
It should be.
Should be?
What should my New Year's resolution be?
Oh, I don't know. That was my question. Never be.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Uh-huh. I'll tell something.
Yeah, yeah. So
where are you headed?
Did you get my message?
No.
Did I
leave?
Yeah, I left you a message because I was like, well, I hope you at least get that. But I was going to, the San Francisco thing didn't work out. So I probably was likely going to go later to Sean's. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, boy.
Oh,
muscle.
Uh-huh.
And I tried it on and it fits. It's not supposed to fit.
It's not supposed to fit?
No, it's not to be really big because I touched my laptop last year.
So how is it weighing now?
I don't know. No scale. But you will notice that I hit the swing on the alarm clock this morning. Because what is it, 10, 15 years?
All too familiar snooze button.
You sound chipper.
Oh, I always sound like I hear from you.
Chipper's kind of a bad word. Sounds like a kind of a gay word.
Well, it doesn't to me, so.
Chipper. So, how's your evening? Really want to sleep?
Oh, last night? Doesn't to me, so.
So, how's your evening?
Did you want to
sleep?
Oh, last night?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh, didn't you get my message?
No.
You didn't get my message. I said goodnight to you.
Oh, did you?
Huh? And no, I say I told you my sister called me today and said that she was taking the boys to Disneyland and wanted to take Ayana, so she caught Ayana.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I don't have her tonight. But last night, she was tossing and turning and she fell off the bed. So I jumped up, I turned the light on, and then I came back, or, you know, I didn't want to pick her up to, you know, make sure she was okay, and checked her out, and she cried just a little bit, and then, like, went back to sleep, but this morning she had a little blood on her lip, and I was like, oh, baby, but she seemed fine, and she didn't have any bumps on her head or anything, she just, I don't know what she hit her lip on, but I guess probably the frame or something.
Oh, gosh, she crashed that down up.
But she hasn't fallen in a long time.
Yeah.
So, my poor baby. She has, I mean, there's actually a little knot on her forehead still.
Yeah.
Underneath the, you know, where the stitches or where that split was. So, she was so happy though. She's all, bye-bye. She's all, George. It was cute. She was,
oh yeah.
Very, very happy.
So you're still traveling for the night?
Yeah.
And then they'll be back tomorrow night?
Actually, they're going to be gone Saturday, too. Or she'll be back Saturday.
We seem like they'll play on Friday night.
So, yeah, I was like, God, this is going to be the longest I've been without my baby girl.
Yeah, sad. But good.
It is. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I got her. Because there's always no Fridays. Well, my mom's more comfortable now. My dad's still the same, of course, not watching for, you know, only 2 hours. But so yeah, I'm gonna have to go out with the girls and grab some drinks. And I was thinking about even possibly going to the movies.
Oh.
Have you? What? I was gonna say, have you heard of any movies? But I don't know if you want. Probably play different things, huh? What was that? There was a couple of
them.
Yeah, you mentioned it and I hadn't heard it.
Oh my God.
So I do hear it this time, it's loud. Well, it's like my neighbor's dogs, they get barking and I'm like, if I'm in the kitchen, it's loud too. I don't know if you remember hearing them before when you were there. So
crazy. What? Early. They're barking.
Well, it's early. There's
the sun not up yet.
So, what you were saying, there was a couple movies before you left?
Yeah, I think they were now. There's maybe a large ass movie. Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you rent a movie and watch it for me?
Do what?
Can you rent a movie and watch it from?
Sure, what movie?
It's called Love Affair.
Okay.
And it's the one about, I don't know.
What was that?
8 years ago or so.
Okay.
The one baby and that's Benny. And, the lady, the older lady, I mean, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like that movie?
No, no, I just asked you to go rent and watch it for me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Huh?
That's all I'm saying.
And then what?
Just it, and I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. That's an odd request.
Is it?
Love Affair?
Yeah, the short film's called.
Okay.
8 years ago, that Benny, my hero, Barn Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine.
Okay. Did you have a chance to rent the movie, Romeo and Juliet?
No, I haven't tried. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could get it or not. Oh. I know what language.
Oh, well, you could probably get a subtitle or something.
Yeah, I can rent it in French. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, the thing, I mean, it's just the scene in the water is just so beautiful. But even if you just watch it, the beginning is hard to even watch and follow. The first time I ever saw it, I thought, oh, my gosh. But,
why?
Because it starts out just, yeah, I don't know, it's just weird. It's kind of almost obnoxious, like, oh, I don't even think I can make it past the first scene.
Should they speak old English?
Yeah. But modern. But it grew on me. And
yeah.
But that one scene. Okay, so when should I rent this movie?
Oh, whenever you can.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't skip Friday night for it.
What was that?
Don't skip Friday night for it.
Oh. Okay. Well, then
two little girls, you'd be going out with Friday night.
Yeah, I'll see. Siri. Well, the only thing is, Saki's in New York right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so I've got to hopefully gather some girl stuff. Maybe I'll get...
I'm sure you can find a bunch.
Oh. Well, yeah, a lot of them are already have significant others, so I'll have to talk the significant others and letting them go.
Oh, you don't have to tell them.
So how was your day?
It was boring, long, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But I am determined to head on out.
Start another one, huh?
Training a little bit. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go run, maybe.
What was
I ate it yesterday.
What did you say?
I ate it hard yesterday running.
Oh. You fell?
Yeah, on these cobblestones, they're all on the sidewalk. At this angle, and I turn the corner, and just bam. I got a right hip that's very, very dirty. So this is like an idiot falling down.
Did anybody see you?
No, there's no one else.
Oh, then you're okay.
That hurt.
Oh, today when Ava picked up my Ayana, I went to sit down in the chair and I missed it.
No.
Yeah, she's laughing. She's all looking at your mommy's, what'd she say? Probably a dork or something.
Yeah. Oh, a dork.
So thanks. I don't know what I say.
Amber.
Yeah.
Amber, you there?
I'm here.
Amber, open
that. I'm here.
Amber, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Amber?
Hello?
Oh, I can't hear you.
Am I here?
Amber?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Amber.
Hello?
Hey, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
What happened?
I don't know. It just went
Is it, is there, like, freeway or something by where you're staying, or?
There's a pretty major road. Did you just go by the one?
No, I was just wondering if why it cuts out, if, you know, heavy traffic or something.
I'm all foggy and a little rainy outside. Maybe that has something to do with it. There's a train. You can hear that.
Yeah, I can hear a train. I was just going to ask, is there a train?
Yeah, there's a... I imagine that's the heavy train, but then there's the light rail train. Mm-hmm. I tried to call you for that earlier. Did you get my message?
No, I don't.
I don't know if it went through, but I was yelling. It was like, what was it, 6 o'clock here, so 9 o'clock your time.
What day?
Today. Or your yesterday. Or your today.
No.
My yesterday.
No. I know. See, that's confusing.
It's funny. You're so stupid there.
Okay, so you tried calling me earlier today?
Earlier your day.
Okay.
Earlier my yesterday.
No, I...
I started yelling into the phone and all people looking at me. I'm sure they can see my stupid hip. My stupid hip.
Well, I think...
And going, you can punch boy.
I can be punch boy, huh? No, I'm... My weight stayed the same, and I still have yet to be consistent at the gym.
Have you been going during the past couple weeks when I haven't seen you?
Have I what?
Have you gone the past couple weeks since I haven't seen you?
Infrequently. Well, the whole week, like all Christmas week, it was like nonstop. I mean, it was just nonstop. You know, Christmas here, Christmas here, Christmas here. So, of course, no.
Yeah.
And then this week, I'm trying to. I'm not doing very good. It's just I have to get in that routine of doing it. And it's just, I'll get there. But
yeah.
I didn't put on any weight. I was...
We never do.
No, I probably will never. As determined as I want to be, too, I can't.
I'm hoping that the condo opens up here right now. There's a Belgian, one of the family members staying in it, in the hotel.
Okay.
And only who's ever in town gets the condo. Of course, I'm not a shareholder, so I don't get the condo.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I want to have the hotel.
You know, I was going to
ask. Nice and everything, but.
What was that?
Nice and everything, but hotels here just kind of suck.
I was going to ask you if you ever sold your condo.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
That's good.
I didn't want the car, though. I thought they wanted the condo in the car.
I know, that's what you had said before, and I thought, well, that's good. You know, total package deal is, but it's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Yeah, I had to be hooked up to Sacramento and sit in someone's yard right now again.
So anyways, for today.
Yeah, so I hope I get the condo so I have more room. Maybe I can, like, do some push-ups or something. Pathetic.
Well, again, I can't see that you'd put on that much weight in such a short time.
Oh, I think so. But it's all on my belly of strength.
Well, all I know is last time I saw you, you looked very sexy, so it's just hard for me to imagine you saying that.
You're very nice. So, today, what did you do your day?
My day.
What depends on how you picked up it?
You know, it was later in the afternoon. I worked this morning. It was actually, it was just before I called you to say goodnight. So I don't know. It was around 2:30 or so is when she left. She came through and picked her up, so.
So they're going to New Orleans or to California Adventure?
I think. Well, are they the same thing? I don't know. I don't even know. I haven't been to Disneyland for like 12, 13 years, so.
Yeah.
Disneyland, so I don't know what the California thing is.
Yeah. Is it her or did boyfriend go with?
Yeah, no, the boyfriend and. Both boys, because they have another week out of school, or the rest of the week as well. So.
Both boys, Ayana,
mm-hmm.
Sister, and the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the boyfriend again.
No, he wasn't with, or at this time he was gonna, I don't know where he was at, but.
Yeah. Do you trust him completely?
I got to spend some time with him last Sunday, our Christmas, on the 20th.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that was. So, actually, I was able to spend some time with him, and, you know, I felt better, you know, being able to, because before he was always leaving, you know, and I remember I mentioned that before, but him being in the bathroom outside or never being in the same room with me.
Yeah.
And he actually, he stayed in, you know, I spent a whole day there, so I spent a whole day with him as well. And so we had personal conversations, so, you know, and she's been with them, and I feel more comfortable. I mean, but the more foremost, I trust her as my sister and stuff.
Yeah, of course. She wouldn't, be spending time with him alone or anything.
I don't think so.
sometimes, you know.
I know you're gonna say, why are you saying that?
Not my place, I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, I mean, it just shows your concern. I mean, I don't know, do you feel something that I shouldn't?
No, I just don't know.
You know, yeah, I mean,
I'm not supposed to ask him, I'm not supposed to ask to worry you or anything. I was just wondering. Anyway, so off the topic.
Okay.
So yeah, you had a relaxing night and you know, hope you did something exciting.
Tonight, no, I went and had some tacos and beans and rice and Casa de Corona with my friend.
Yeah, good.
And
you want time like that, huh?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for, you know, just keep my mind occupied and, you know, just get away from my stressful month of my new place. It's a little stressful. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just, you know, last month was really good. I sold, you know, the gift certificates and just, you know, had that. And you know, this month I don't know how it's going to look like, so.
Yeah.
But I just stay positive. So, yeah. I'm sorry, I think I might probably go to a movie tomorrow, and I don't know, contemplate.
Go to where?
To a movie.
Oh, okay.
And just contemplate if I want to go out and do anything crazy or not, but.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe just maybe go have some drinks and just hang out and catch up.
Concerts, baby, there's a lot of dancing.
Yeah, I haven't done that for a while, even when, you know, the dance, I didn't really get to because I was so constricted by that dress. So you think I should go out and go wild crazy, huh?
Yeah.
But I won't say that, that's mean.
What's that?
I was going to say, well, what if, well, it's not mean, but I mean, it's just... The only thing is, I'm putting myself in a situation of having to beat off the guys.
That's yeah, that's fun for your ego.
Well,
if you want to.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really me. It's not necessarily. It can be, but usually the thing is, the ones that I have to beat off are.
Don't tell me to lie now. Give me a break.
Are just slimy guys. So.
Oh, you are so lying to me.
What?
I can't do that. I trusted you.
What?
I trusted you until that comment.
What do you mean you trusted me?
I just find a guy who's got enough self-esteem, like, try to pick you up. I imagine that picking you up or picking you up attractive.
Well, I mean, there's a toss-up. I just, you know, to put myself in that position is the only thing, you know, or that... to be expected. And that kind of sounds bad, isn't it?
No, that's good.
That's a little conceited, huh?
No, it's the truth. The truth can't be conceited, right?
Well, if you look at it that way, then no.
It's not ego, it's the truth. I've heard that or something similar to that. And yeah, go out and get crazy and do some dancing.
Yeah.
Send off the guys.
Maybe I'll, yeah, I'm thinking of a group of people.
Well,
you've seen a picture of my friend Famous and Jen. Somebody, of course, can't be there because she's in Paris. I called and talked to her.
Who's that?
Hey. Saki.
I thought you said York.
What did I say?
Paris.
I'm thinking.
New York first time, Paris second time.
What was that?
She said New York first time, Paris second time.
Oh, yeah. No, she's in New York. No,
okay.
I think that because she was in Paris last year for New Year's, and I was like, well, tell them that's what I was, and it was fun. So now she's in New York. She was saying she was at something, Park Boulevard or someplace. She said it was really nice. It was candlelit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I said, well, you have a good time, and I'm jealous.
Anything with Edna's punk, and it's going to be all right.
Yeah, so she was bragging a little bit.
Good.
So
Famous is a fun guy to go out with.
Oh, yeah, he's
fine. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking we should be getting that video from that art show thing.
Good.
Soon.
Excellent.
So that should be embarrassing.
Yeah, excellent. I can't watch it here, though, unfortunately.
No, I don't know when you...
Okay.
I said, well, so many things now that you have when you get back to do.
Amber?
Yeah.
Amber?
Yeah.
Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Amber?
Yes.
Oh, don't be gone, Amber.
I'm here.
Amber, the guy.
That you have when you get back to do.
Amber?
Yeah.
Amber?
Yeah.
Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Amber?
Yes.
Oh, don't be gone, Amber.
I'm here.
Amber, I think I never heard you.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, perfect now.
Okay. You can all, I can hear you though. When you can't hear me, I can still hear you.
Oh, good. Except when I call and you said there's a blank message and I'm talking the whole time.
Well, yeah, no, there has been some times.
By the way, those are amazing messages that I leave.
Well, I wish I could hear them because.
I know, it's unfortunate. They're just incredible. They would cheer you up, and then your heart would swoon, and then you would laugh and stitch, and you wouldn't be able to function for hours.
Oh, well, so, what's wrong with leaving me the message now, then?
Oh, I have to leave them independently.
What?
I have to leave them independently.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll intentionally miss a call so I could get one.
There you go.
So funny.
Okay, so you go out famous, and what was that name I didn't hear?
What was that?
Who else?
Oh, I was saying maybe Jen and,
Call them up, set it up, Disneyland. Go crazy.
I know, you know, it's funny, though, they'd asked me a couple times before, and I was just like, I can't go anywhere.
Oh, they have to go out.
Yeah, so... Hopefully they don't, you know, they're able to as well. So
you're a big fan of Chad.
I definitely am. I definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Except
I'm not going to drink as much as I did on New Year's.
No, that's not bad. It's okay.
A little bit, yeah. I don't know if you could tell on the phone, but yeah.
I can tell. You're fun.
No, I was pretty... Oh, yeah, my head hurt a little bit, and I was just... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so...
Okay, baby, I'm gonna hit the road here. I'm gonna joke.
Well,
I got my pants on, I got my shoes, I'm gonna eat it on if I try that corner again.
Yeah, I was gonna say no tripping on cobblestones and stuff.
I'll try not to. There's some cool running in this square down there. Mm-hmm. When the sun started to come up, there were these amazing churches. Really beautiful.
Oh, hey, I remember what I want to ask. Marcos and Noy were. I was talking to them about wanting to take Ayana up to the snow, and they said they wanted to go, and I said that would be great because they have a sports utility vehicle, and which.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot better than taking my car, so.
Yeah.
I was telling him that you were reading some book about hiking and stuff, but, and then I had mentioned, you know, you had mentioned that, and then I said that I had taken you up to school asleep, and so I was wondering if you thought that would be a good place to take them to, or.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be a...
Which takes no, but it'd be fun.
Okay.
If it's snow, then we'll drop the lot then.
You know, it has, but you know what, you're right. I don't think it's high enough.
What is it about? You need like 5,000 feet or so?
I have no idea.
I don't.
No idea.
I have a snowboard to go for.
No, I sold my snowboard. I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet.
She did a fall.
What was that, Ayana?
She's good at falling.
Yeah, but she's still too young for snowboarding.
Yeah, she's ready.
Another year. One more year.
Okay. Fair enough.
One more year. She's still too young for that. She doesn't understand. So, well, that's right. You know, I do want to go in after the race, okay. Like March. I'd like to go there with you.
Is it still raining?
Huh?
Is it still raining?
Oh, it's not raining here, no.
No.
No, I was saying after the rains in March, April is like the best time to go up there, so I wanted to go with you after all the wildflowers have bloomed and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We will make that trip with the butterflies and wildflowers.
Yeah.
And we will make a trip to Monarch Capital of the World also.
isn't that in Yellowstone?
No.
Where's that?
I'd be a surprise for you.
What is Monarch Capital? Is that what you said?
That's what they call it. Monarch Capital Road.
And it's not Yellowstone?
I don't think so. There might be.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking of it not Yellowstone, but there might be a bunch of monarchs in Yellowstone.
Well, that would be absolutely beautiful. Well.
Audio you just heard was 196K, January 2nd, 03, 10:56 p.m. I thought I'd throw that one in there for you. So, I have a little bit more of the case that I do want to go on with you about, but I kind of don't want to give away anything really about what's coming. So, I think I'm going to leave you here with a have a good night, and in our next episode, we will be doing 196N, January 4th, 02, 10:32 p.m., 196O, January 6th, 10:13 p.m., 196P, January 6th, 03, 10:15 p.m., 196R, January 6th, 03, 11:02 p.m., 196S, oh, no, sorry, we're not going to do that one. We're going to save that for the next episode because the ones I'm about to play for you in our next part will be long. Then I'm also going to tell you a little bit about the investigation from the Modesto police and what's going on with the disappearance of Scott Peterson's wife, Lacey. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I also want to apologize about my throat being a little bit scratchy, as I've been outside all day doing some work on my bike and some yard work. So I hope you're enjoying our nice spring into spring, and I hope you remembered to do daylight savings. Other than that, you may have been late for work. So don't forget to hit that like button, that subscribe button, and notification button to look for future episodes by your favorite host, Shanice. So have a good night, everyone, and keep creeping it real, Creepaholics crew.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.